Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Dog.
Are you crazy?
Are you a
All right, you guys, I'm here. I'm glad you hung on. 412, you probably heard me, but I tried to holler at you. Hey, listen. I'm going to go buy me some new fucking headphones tomorrow, or I'm going to buy a new computer. I'm not really sure if it's my computer or if it's these headphones, because I just really, maybe 6 months or so bought these headphones. It could be my computer that's making me, sometimes not be heard like that. But we on, so fuck it. All right. You guys know that, first of all, this is the Down and Dirty Show. You know, this is for motherfuckers want to know something about game. But in reality, I have come to realize you motherfuckers, the same motherfuckers, come on, Ask Rosebud. So what I'm thinking about, and at first, but there's a lot more of your own, I guess you wait till the last minute to come on, but about 2 or 3 minutes, I was thinking, you know what, I'm finna change Down and Dirty, change that website to SWU's website, which I'm gonna do, and then I'm gonna condense Ask Rosebud and Down and Dirty, but what that's going to do is more than likely eliminate, it might not, no, I'm not going to say that. What I'm going to do right now is just think about what I'm thinking and do what I'm thinking, and then when I do it, I'll figure out what I'm going to do about the shows. But this is the Down and Dirty Show. It's brought to you by downanddirty101.com. You know what I'm saying? Where you can find a whole bunch of motherfucking information if you pay for it. See, that's the thing. Golly, I wish I could give this shit free. But what I'm saying, until I'm able, because the things I'm doing is going to actually, at one point, if I get to see it, at one point, I'm going to be able to, be a school, and I'm going to get a lot of money about my school, and all this stuff can be free. But until then, I got to charge. So, you motherfuckers know you can follow me on, at Mr. Rosebud on Twitter. And don't forget, my name got them two D's in it. And anything you need to know right now, call in 657-383-0809. Call in, press 1, ask me what you want to ask me. But for the first couple of minutes of this show, you're just going to have to deal with me, because, goddamn, my life is just is changing right in front of me. Every relationship that you develop with a project that you're chasing. Let me change that. Every relationship that I develop with the project that I'm chasing, I always think of it as like, that's the one thing that's going to keep me from getting it. Because relationships and projects is not the same as relationships with women. You got to know that kind of shit. And what I'm saying is, since I'm at SWU and so much shit means more, you know, details when I'm trying to talk about it to the students, because we have 3 conference calls every week, and I bus, and they bus, and we kick it. I'm just learning I have to go deeper. I have to go deeper. There's going to be all kinds of problems from time to time, but as motherfuckers, men, as a man, me, and as the men these students are trying to become, see, we know, or they want to know, I know, they believe I know how to deal with all kinds of relationships and be a man. Keep both of your nuts. This is why they fuck with me. And I don't care if you know it. I don't care if you believe it. Because just like when I started my confidence course, and I mean, you know, hell, I think I'm Bud. Hell, I think I know all kind of goddamn shit. But to put it out for sale and ask people for money? Shit, I wasn't too confident about that. So I could have put it out there for $5. And I said, no, I ain't going to do that. I put it out for $40. My male confidence course, which only had one part. So if it had... it's got 9 now. If it had 9, it would cost $360 back then. But it only had one part. And it was for $40. And I fucking got so many people wanting that shit. I said, damn. But at that time, I was sending them out on DVDs. So I said, if you want me to go through the changes of getting my goddamn ass up and going to the mailbox and mailing some shit off for you, you're going to have to give me $100. Man, and the orders just kept coming in. So the reason I'm saying this is because people, excuse me, people, not me, people let me know what value the shit I have is. So all they had to do was stop buying my goddamn shit, and they would have let me know that my shit ain't worth no fucking $100 to them. And I would have had to adjust. I could have might have adjusted to over 40, but it sure couldn't be 100. But that's not what happened. What happened was they start ordering more. Then I realized they need a full program. So I started part 2, part 3, part 4. Then when that was done, I had to, you know, 2.0, you know, part 1, part 2, then 3.0. And then what I'm saying is, as time goes by, all this shit is being... profitable, yeah, but it's prosperous because people over years are not complaining. They're spending money. They're expecting this or that, but they're not complaining about what they get. So right now, I mean, you know, I could charge $900 piece by piece for the 9 parts of the course, but no, I make it where you can get the course and all the fucking tools for $500. I said that wrong. Take that back. You get the course plus the tools for $750. But when I made that deal, I didn't have SWU. So I've come up with another deal, which I've been doing, and it's cool. I'm just letting you know what the I get so many inquiries about SWU. So what I'm saying is, let's say you want to spend $750 plus you want to come to SWU to learn this shit. I have a deal where you can spend $800 and get the course and SWU, but not the tools. Now, I understand that. If you buy the course alone, it's $900. And the school is $500. So I'm giving you a deal for $800. 9 and 5 is 14. I'm giving you a deal for $800. But I get people that want that deal, and then they try to talk me like I don't know what I'm doing. And then they want to talk me into, or try to talk me into that. Man, you said on your stuff, man, you know, the whole library and blah, blah, blah. Man, I know what the fuck I said. I said, if you want the library, it's $750. If you want the course in SWU, it's $800. And the library is not included. Now, let's say you wanted the library included and SWU. So to me, that's a bargain too. So I say, you know, the whole library alone, the whole library piece by piece is like $2,300 or $400. But if right now you want to buy it right now, it's like $750. So the deal, if you want to go to SWU and you want to spend somewhere around $750, well, you can get the course, and I'll waive the $500 for SWU, and you pay me $50. So that's $800. You give me $800, I'm sending you the full course. You're getting to go to SWU and get exactly what you would get if you bought the whole library. But you didn't have 13, or whatever that costs. You didn't have it, so you just bought what you bought. What I'm trying to explain to you is, if you guys would take the time to read what the fuck I said on my sites, you'll understand what I'm saying. And you'll quit thinking I'm trying to pimp you. Because here I say $800 for this, $750 for that, $500 for this, and then all of a sudden when you want to fuck with me and you talking about all this shit I'm talking about, you talking about motherfucking $1,300, 8 and 5. But what about that $750? What I'm saying, you add everything except what you're doing. Now, if I go with $750, the whole library, that price, and I give you SWU for $500, you've gotten over $3,500 worth of shit for $1,250. That's a good deal if that's the deal I want to give you. But that's not the deal I'm trying to give you. The deal I'm trying to give you is instead of buying piece by piece, as far as the tools, I got 30 tools on Ask Rosebud. Those are for conversations, different situations that show you how to just make a conversation up. Those 30 tools are $50 each, and that comes to like $1,500 if you wanted to pay piece by piece. And the course is $900. So that's $2,500. I'm saying, look, fuck the $2,500. Pay $750 and you can get the course and the tools, because you're spending a lot of money at once. Now that is the deal that I'm giving. That is the deal I'm giving. I'm not bargaining. That is the deal. You spend $750, and this is what you want. You're going to get the course and all the tools. Now, I started SWU. And I know SWU tuition is $500. And I know this dude that spent $750, he might want to go to SWU. So I tell him, look, dude, I was talking about the deal price. SWU is $1,000 to the per semester. So this guy that bought the tools in the library, he might want to go to SWU. And he didn't, you know, spent for the library $750. So I feel like if he want to go to SWU too, I'm going to tell him $500. So $1,250 in that case will get you the library, all the tools, and SWU. Excuse me. It'll get you the library. And the library consists of all the tools and the course. And since you spent this $1,250, you got SWU. Instead of you didn't spend $750 and later on you thought about you want to go to SWU, you got to give up another G. That's $1,750. I'm saving you money. This is the deal. But I don't get anybody. No, I take that back. I get hella motherfuckers that want that deal. But I get hella motherfuckers that want to try to make me think I said something wrong. And, you know, they. Hold on for a second. I'm sorry. I'm kicking game, man. Like, you know how I get the hiccups. Hold on. Okay, I just drunk some water. I'm going to be all right. But what I'm saying, I get hella motherfuckers. You know, they want to try to play word games with me. You said woo, woo, woo. I know what I said. Now, what you interpreted from what I said may very well be different from what I said. But am I supposed to go with your interpretation or what I said? That's why when they hit me and we go through all this shit, they either still want to get with me or not. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, let's say you want all of it. You want all the tools. You want all the goddamn course. And you want SWU. I don't get a lot. But I've gotten several motherfuckers hit me with $1,750. Why? Because they want it all. It's right there in front of them what it costs. They can get, I can afford this, and let me get this, and after this, I can get that. They can do exactly what you motherfuckers do. But if it's about the value in some motherfucker that hopefully have a lot of money, but let's say he's a working Joe, to take a chance and spend $2,000. That motherfucker better get what he's paying for. That motherfucker better get what he's paying for. Because he know goddamn well what he can do if he don't. So what I'm saying is, I know this too. And some people say, man, I'm going to use a credit card to try to fuck over a bud. I'm going to get his shit and then I'm going to say it ain't shit. I'm going to want my money back. I'm 10-1 with that. Because I've had people tell lies like that. The first time I didn't save they doggone email, so I didn't have, you know, my backup. But then now I've saved their email. Everybody, whoever start complaining from Jump Street, I save their emails. First complaint. You know why? Because fucking PayPal is just like any other business. And they go with history. And I've been fucking with them 8 years. And in 8 years, I've only had to return one amount of money. Several, however many, I don't know, motherfuckers say I ain't shit, I'm a liar, I'm a fraud. But you know what they look at? Is that, let's say I've been doing it 8 years. If I have one complaint per year, and I'm making like, whatever, $200 a year, that's a big deal. But if you making thousands of dollars, 40, 50, whatever, thousands of dollars, and you have one fucking complaint, they gonna look at that motherfucking complaint like he's a lying ass bastard. And you know what they gonna do? They gonna side with me. You know why they gonna side with me? Because I have a history with them, and all you doing is talking shit. Okay, bud, why the fuck are you telling me this shit? I'm telling you shit, this shit, because this is how the world goes. This is how the world works. If you ain't got no history, you may as well be by your goddamn self. Fuck you. I got history. Everything I do has history because I do it if it needs an institution, a bank, or whatever. I deal with them. I deal with them before I ask them to do something. A long time, 3-4 years before I ask them to do something. Because why? I'm developing a history. So they can see whether or not they can trust me because I ain't got no goddamn job. I'm just saying, if, fuck it, I already said what I'm saying. So let's get into tonight's subject. Tonight, I want to talk about some of the obstacles that you're going to be up against in today's search for the right woman. 517. I'm going to come at you right now. I ain't even started talking, but there you are. Come on, man. What's up?
Hey, I just want to clarify something. Did you say that you were changing the Down and Dirty station to SWU? Are you, like, stopping the show or no? That's what I just want to know that.
Okay, whatever you just want to know, you can ask. Bro, and hell yeah. Well, not tomorrow or nothing like that, but I'm starting to
think
about.
Does that mean all the shows that you recorded are going to go away?
All the what?
All the shows you already recorded are going
to
disappear?
No, man, no. No, all right,
that's
no.
I didn't say that.
Whatever I'm talking about only has to deal with the website. And I'm not going to do that tomorrow or the next day. What I'm saying is I'm thinking about that, and I could keep both of the sites and pay some more money for another fucking whatever, but I might not want to do that because I know I can combine Down and Dirty with motherfucking Ass Rosebud as far as the site. And as long as I continue to do the shows, and, you know, maybe I'll continue to do both of them, Sunday and Thursday, but even if I combine them, it don't matter. Because everything, let's say you really, 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 really like that Down and Dirty, what I'm saying is we still here, man.
Yeah, that's what I was just clarifying. I just didn't want them to go away because that's a gold mine of motherfucking game, basically.
Hey, bro, I ain't going nowhere, man. I'm going to be right here for you, bro. All you got to do is tune in, and whatever change is coming up, I'll let you know. It's just
for
that.
Sure, bro.
I mean, things is going on, man. You know, and I can't just stay in the same phase or direction or track that I was on. I gotta grow with what's going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit is happening.
Exactly.
I'm growing, so it means I'm gonna have to change some shit or alter it or adapt it. So I'm not gonna cut nobody off because believe me, but Rosebud is really you and whoever else is listening, because without you, who the fuck would I be? You know what I'm saying, man? So I want to stay in contact. I want to connect. I want people listening to me knowing that what I talk about is reachable for them. And the reason they could just fully believe, I made a video today about faith. Hey, caller. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I really want to ask you something. Do you know what faith is?
Faith?
Faith. I have faith in this.
Hell yeah, I have faith. I have 100% faith in myself. And yeah, I'm pretty sure I got it.
You know what faith is, right?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this. How can you truly, first of all, let me ask you this. Do you believe in religion?
I believe in God. Hell yeah, I believe in higher power.
The higher power. That's a very good way to put it. Let me ask you this: have you ever met that higher power?
Every day when I wake up.
No. Don't play word games with me, man. I'm asking you a specific question. And the words is, just in case you took the short bus, have you ever met that higher power?
No, but I feel like
I am. So, hey, don't explain it. Just listen to me. Follow me. Let's talk. This is what people don't do. You know, they say what they say, then they want to add all that bullshit so you can confuse the conversation. The question was, have you met a higher power or the higher power you believe in? And you said no. So what I'm saying is this, because remember, we're talking about faith. And I asked you if you knew what faith is. And as we speak, is it coming clearer to you what faith is, or do you still believe what you said?
I'm confused.
I know you are. Listen. I know you are because you're not real. I'm going to show you how you're not real. Because what I'm saying is, how can you believe in a higher power that you have never met?
Because I can feel.
Unless you have faith in the belief that higher power exists.
Exactly.
Yeah, but this is me telling you. That's not you telling me.
I feel it.
I'm not saying this. Listen. I'm not saying this for you to disagree or agree. Mm. What I'm saying this for is because of how people bullshit themselves when they talk. Because you could be honest, because I think you will. You didn't hardly think about none of this kind of shit when it comes to what you believe as far as talking about God, did you?
Not really.
You know why you didn't?
What?
Because you have to say shit as far as concerning God, and you have to be committed to it, knowing you never seen God.
Knowing that
he has never came over here. Even though you pray, you might have said, God, please let me get this. And then the next morning, you ain't never had nobody knock on your door or come up to you and say, this from God. You know, go on and do it. The only thing you did was believe, because you believed in God, not that God was going to do this for you, but because you believed in dreaming because you believed in something that can be that you haven't seen, because you have faith in shit, you were able to believe, or you'll be able to believe in a dream. Let's say your dream is to become like me, have a school where people come to and really learn what you're trying. That's a dream. But I could not possibly have spent 8 years of my life chasing that dream unless I had the faith believing in something that's not there. And the only reason or the only way I can really develop that belief is to believe that my faith in what I'm believing is going to make it true. And look what happened for me. I ain't talking about for you. I'm talking about for me. I believed about SW. I believed it was going to make me some money. I believed all this shit 8 years ago, man.
The vision.
It just started.
Dedication and the vision.
What did you say?
I said it's like the vision, hard work and dedication and a full faith that
you're
doing.
There you go, man. There you go, man. What I'm trying to get you to see is nothing. I don't care how you interpret it. If you interpret it, you're making it easier for you to accept the lesser part of it. What I'm saying is I'm going head on. Tell me what it is. I ain't trying to lessen it. Let me find out what it is. I ain't trying to sneak around it. I want to run it over because I'm badder than any goddamn obstacle that come in front of me. And if I could get you guys to understand, the only reason I'm badder is because I think about stuff like what we talking about now. I think about what can challenge my thought. I ain't afraid to admit that I be scared of shit. You know, hell, man, weakness and insecurity is when you don't allow yourself to see the truth. And if you scared of this, and you trying to say whatever, fuck that. See, you lying to yourself. I don't do that. But what I also don't do is allow my goddamn fear to keep me from rolling, keep me from going where I need to go. That's why when I dreamed about SWU and it was nowhere near physically there, I had a job. I'm a supervisor. I'm dope at the job. The only thing that's going to make me get SW going, which I did not know this at the time, because the job, I'm making, you know, big money, you know, I'm a supervisor, fuck, you know, I'm making some money, but if I wanted SW, I had to go for broke.
Yeah,
I didn't know this. No, bro, I didn't know this. I didn't make a conscious decision. Different shit was going on in my life that was making me, it all culminate to the decision. But what I'm saying is none of it was making me make less money. So if I'm about money, I'm going to accept the bullshit. If I'm about what I think, fuck the money, fuck the job, fuck the security, fuck whatever it represents, because at the time I was like trapped. Excuse me, my daughter was young and I was a single dad. And I know I got to go places, do things, whatever, to be, you know, like I want to be. So fuck it. I got to be this way. I got to work 15 years. And I'm telling you the honest God truth. I fucking was finna tell my daughter that I was finna quit working. And I didn't want to sound like a bum because I know she knew I had been a pimp. And then I didn't want her to think that I don't want to work. So I told her that this job is killing me, baby. Now, I'm not trying to scare her. I'm just preparing her for me to tell her that I'm going to quit. And before I could do any of that, she said, Dad, quit. And I said, wait, honey, I can't just. She said, you can. You don't need it. She was like, I don't know, 8, 9, whatever. She's telling me this. You don't need it. And I say, baby, I got to take care of you. Quit. She just kept cutting me off. Quit. And I'm telling you, man, I had to go to North Carolina. Matter of fact, that was why we was talking about it, because I had to go again. And I went to North Carolina, and I did some shit that I knew was fucked up to do, and I got fired. And when I came home and told my daughter, she started hugging me. She just started fucking hugging me. I said, what you doing? She said, because I don't want nothing to happen to you. I know you can handle your life. This shit, this is coming from like the however old she was, kid. Man, do you know it motivated the fuck out of me for her to just blindly believe in me like that. And I, while I was hugging her, I made my mind up. I'm going hard with my male confidence, and I'm going to start SWU. And this is still some, this is like 2010. And then this 2018, and the shit just starting. So what I'm saying is, look, this long-range game, this long-range planning, but the only reason it worked is because I believed that I could do what I'm talking about, I did.
And
but it's not over because I did it. Now I got to make it, you know, viable, which is what I'm into now. So I'm saying my life has challenges just over and over and over. And I tell you guys everything I'm going through, because the worst thing for me right now would be I have to tell you, man, nobody going to SWU no more, and goddamn it, I got to. That's the worst thing in the world. But do you think that stopped me from broadcasting SWU, talking about SWU this, SWU that, woo, woo, woo? Man, it just make me go hard. I'm not going to let nothing happen unless, you know, let's say I get in the car accident and get paralyzed and this, that, and the other. I mean, you know, that shit can happen too. But it was about me being, you know, able to move around and think and, you know, do shit the way I'm doing it now. I'm not finna let none of that bullshit stop me, man. Do you know what I'm saying to you, bro?
Hell yeah, bro. Constant work.
Serious business. Tell me, what do you think I'm saying? What am I saying to you?
All right, what you're saying to me is a nobody or anything putting any restrictions on you. You know your path, you have faith in yourself just like I do, and it's gonna motherfucking happen unless I'm getting killed somehow by some bullshit, but that ain't gonna happen either.
Look, man, 517, I don't know you, I don't recognize your voice. You better not tell me you got my chorus, man.
Oh, hell no, bro, but I've been following you for a minute.
Hold up, you said no?
No, I don't.
Let me tell you, man, some people, you may be one, I don't know. Some people have shit, and they can get by on the crumbs because that one crumb that they get put together something that they were thinking that they didn't even know they were thinking, and just getting that little bit together, it answers, it opened up the door, answer hella questions. That's the exciting part about getting game. Soon as you was doing this one thing, you looking for the answer to it, and you get the answer. The moment you can actually utilize this answer, a bunch of other shit opens up that you hadn't even thought about. Now that you on this level, you ain't trying to let this go wrong. So now you're thinking about this shit that's on this level, because before you did whatever it is to get you this level, you was on a lower level. And I'm telling you, man, it sounds easy, but it's not. You got to be really into you. You got to be a conceited bastard.
Got to be a cunt.
I'm serious. Selfish and conceited. Can't nobody tell you about you better than you, because everything you think is about your safety and preservation. That's period. And if I loved you, because let's say you was a really great friend, I couldn't do that better than you. So no matter what, there's no way you can explain any, even a minister, even a priest, Nobody can love you and think about your life better than you. So that's how come you're selfish. You go for what you think. But conceited, after you think it, why would you let somebody change your mind? Why would you let somebody start explaining the shit that they happened in that happened in their lives that really is, really kind of make me think. So you gonna change because of that? No, that's their life. They don't do what you do. You believe what you believe, and you know because you believe it, you ain't changing. You're a conceited bastard. I got the goddamn right answer. Because can't nobody answer my questions for me. That's just the way I am. Even if I ask the question, whoever answers it, I ain't going for it. I only ask the question to hear it so I could think in my own mind what the fuck the answer is. I mean, that's me. I'm a selfish and conceited fucking bastard, and I know it. I love it, though, man. You know it, bro. I'm going to put you back in. Thanks. 786, what's happening with you? 832, I see you too. I'll get you in a minute.
Now, what's happening? What's happening? But, yeah,
I just want to say, man,
yeah, it takes a whole lot of faith, man, to quit a job. You know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, when you're doing something self-made. You know what I mean? Building something from the ground up. You know, that takes a whole lot of faith. And, you know what I'm saying? And I know you go through, it may even take years before everything starts manifesting because, you know, you're going to go through your obstacles and stuff like that, the trials and tribulations, you know. And sometimes, you know, when you're going through some obstacles, man, sometimes that kind of like, you know, it fucks with your faith a little bit. You know what I mean?
No,
but you got to keep on.
No, it don't. No.
Yeah, it ain't supposed to.
It don't.
Yeah, well,
you know,
yeah, that's good.
Let me explain something to you, man. I was listening to you quietly because you was being long, but I was just waiting because I knew you was going to say something. But what I'm saying, nothing messes with my faith. I don't care if I am trying to do this by tomorrow and tomorrow comes and I can't do it or didn't do it. It doesn't mean I can't do it. It just means I couldn't do it by tomorrow. What I'm saying is my faith tells me that no matter what, I can do it. Now, I could put some, you know, circumstances around me because I think I want to do it, at, you know, like I said, tomorrow. But it could be next week. It could be any time, particular time, and I don't meet it. My faith is not hampered at all. What's hampered, nothing's hampered, to tell you the truth. It's just time to reevaluate. What I'm saying is this is where the bravery comes in. Because if you want to tell yourself you failed, that's being chicken. You're a coward because you didn't fail and you stopped. Soon as you say you failed. But if you say, damn, I thought this, you know, and this was supposed to bring that. What the fuck did I do? And you start thinking, you finna go at it again with another plan. Bro.
Yeah.
You know, that's what time it is. The plan is not bad. It's just the avenue you chose to get there is not the one you need. The fucking plan is good. You just got to choose the avenue among hundreds of disguised avenues that all look like the avenue you want, because the avenue you want, the only thing that distinguishes it from the avenue you don't want is it's open. Because the avenue you don't want, as far as choosing the avenue, is closed. Some kind of, you know, something's blocking you from going there. But since you got 300, 400, 500, 600 avenues to choose that's not blocked, you ain't going to just jump and go on the, you know, the first unblocked avenue. You're going to think about what you're doing. Let's say you're traveling. You're going to think about what direction you're going, and any other motherfuckers not going in that direction, you're going to eliminate it. You're going to think about how fast you want to get there, and any of them goddamn ones that's left that, you know, it's like impossible to get there that fast, you're eliminating them. And pretty soon, you're going to be down to a few choices that you can choose that took you a nanosecond to think about, and you'll choose it. And that only happens when you are selfish and conceited and you believe that you are not going to see, if you can walk to the edge of this cliff, you're not going to see that there's not a goddamn bridge across and then want to walk because you believe you can make it. You're not going to be stupid like that. You wouldn't think anything like that. You ain't going to think to go rob a bank. You aren't going to think anything like that. You're going to think, man, if I get to that edge of that cliff and that bridge ain't there, maybe it's a little bit, I can't see it, but when you get to the edge and see and it ain't there, fuck that, I ain't going across there. This is you being selfish. Self-preservation, bro. And you got to understand, this is the way you have to think about all things. Anything social, period. You have to think that way. 786, that was some dope, man. 832, I see you back, man. What's happening?
Hey, what's happening, bud?
Nothing, man. What's up?
Well, shit, man, I got a, not really a question, but I got a little concern. And that is,
okay,
you hear this word game all the time, and my thing is this. It's cliche to me because I really never
Stop. You sound like a youngster first. So let me ask you something.
Stop.
Be quiet, please. I ain't saying how old you are. I said you sound like a youngster. You could be 900 years old, but you still sound like a youngster. So what I'm saying is this. What does game mean to you?
What it means to me is, to me, it's improvised creativity. That's what game means to me. No, it's not. That's my personal definition.
Your personal definition has nothing to do with what game means. Your personal definition has everything to do with why you are confused when you hear the word, because you would rather believe some bullshit you think instead of what the word game means.
I mean, hey, well, that's your suggestion. All right,
that's not my suggestion. Let me show you how I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Because game means whatever it is, information-wise, whatever it is that you need to do, whatever it is you need to do, get money, do this, get bitches, whatever, you get it all from the information that you have learned concerning that. That's game. It could be bowling. It could be fucking whatever it is. As long as you are using the information that you learned concerning it, it could be debating. You would be, let's say you're a hell of a debater. Man, this motherfucking Rosebud got the game of debating down. What I'm saying is this, bro. If you understand what the fuck you're thinking, which you can never do that because you think you already know. First, before I can finish, do you accept what I just said game is?
No.
Okay. I'm not mad at you. Let me ask you this. Who's asking what game is?
I'm not asking you. I was just
Bro, you said it's confusing. Bro, don't be weak. Don't start, you know, trying to fake about what you're doing. Hold on, man. And if you're going to keep interrupting me, I'll put you on block. You can't even talk. So what I'm saying right now, I would rather talk to you, but I don't want you interrupting me, because what I'm saying is you already said what your opinion was, and I did ask you, what did you think game was? But what I'm saying is, do you have game, caller? Do you have game?
It depends on what orientation.
See, there you go. Stop.
Yeah.
A motherfucker with game, you can't ask me that without me saying, hell yeah, motherfucker. I ain't got to make no conditions. Stop. Listen. No, wait a minute. Let me just, you know, I ain't got to fuck with you like that. See, now you're going to be, you muted, so you can't talk. What I'm saying is, if you got game and a motherfucker asks you, you're going to answer. And then whatever I ask you after I ask you if you have game, and you say, yeah, I do, and I want to show you don't, whatever I ask you, you're going to answer it. Why? Because you got confidence in yourself. You ain't got to question what you think. You already know what you think is right. So whenever the fuck I ask you something, since you got game, which game is knowledge of what you're doing to get what you want based on whatever it is you're doing. Because if it's about baseball and I know how to field, catch, and hit, God damn it, I know the game of baseball, not the game sports, the game knowledge. Now, young sucker, what you got to say? Wait a minute, you ain't on. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm on. Yeah, I'm on.
Now, no, you wasn't. You only on when I put you on, and I had
okay.
I missed what I was doing. Now you
okay.
on.
All right. Can I respond to what you just said?
I just said now you on. Go ahead.
Okay, I got game for it if I want to have game for it. That's my thing. If I see it's not worth investing any game into it, I'm not even going to fuck with it. I just turn my back and don't even pay any attention.
Hey, bro, stop right there, can you? Stop right there, can you? What I'm saying is all you're doing is using the word game. You're not saying what game is. You're not saying what game you're going to use to do whatever it is you're trying to explain you got game about. All you're doing is showing that you have a proper knowledge of English and you know how to use a noun. So fucking what, dude? That's not talking about game. Open your goddamn mouth and say something about game.
Bud, didn't I just say that in the beginning of this conversation? With all due respect, I said you hear it all the time. It's like cliche. And before I can
stop. You did stop. You did say that.
Yes.
You did. Hey, listen to me.
Yes.
Just stop. You did say that. But didn't I ask you right after that what's your definition? Fuck
but
what you hear. I didn't say fuck what you hear, but I could have said, yeah, people say game all the time. I asked you what's your definition. So
but
that's
you
what
asked
you
me
live,
that
listen.
My
hey,
thing.
Wait a minute. Hold
that's
on. Fuck
saying.
You, man. What I'm saying is, see, this is one of these dudes that's going to say everything he can to make what he's saying right. But what I'm saying is I'm an OG. I know what I'm doing. I said when he told me how he hear it every day is got this, that, and the other misconception. I said, well, what is your definition of it? Now, since he a young, stupid motherfucker, he didn't know that when I say that, that's taking it away. Taking it away from what everyone else think, you young fucking fool. I'm putting it on what you think. And, of course, you didn't have nothing to say. So now, fool, you can talk now and wait till I get you on. Don't start running your goddamn mouth till I tell you you own. All right, man, you own.
All right, Uncle Bud. What I said was my definition of game is improvised creativity because I just –
Hey, bro, I didn't ask you to repeat what you said. It's not like I didn't hear what you said. I said it's wrong.
Okay. But this is my thinking. There is nothing that I can talk about.
Hey, man, if you want to run your goddamn ass out in the street and think the cars ain't going to run you over, think it.
That's true, even though I won't never think that. But, yeah, that's true.
No, but I'm not saying. Listen, man, let me put you. You got to be quiet. I'm not saying that's what you think or you would ever think that. What I'm saying is you could think what the fuck you want to think whenever you want to think it. But if you want to know what's right and wrong, don't ask no question that can't be answered because of what you think. Otherwise, fool, if you really knew and believed what you think, you would have never asked the question because what use or what need would you have to ask a question about something you know? Now, wait till I get you on, fool. Now you're on.
The reason being is because it's always good to get other people's perspectives. Whether or not you value them or not, it's always good to get other.
Hey, I cut him off because even though what he's saying is true, what I'm saying is this. If you want to waste people time because you want to hear their opinion so that you can say what the fuck you already thought before you wanted to talk. Man, miss me with that shit, man. All you motherfuckers, man, if you believe what you believe, what the fuck you talking to me for? I don't believe the goddamn shit you believe, 832. That's weak punk shit. And just because you ain't scared to talk to me don't mean it's right. And if you think it's right, you can hang up and do it. You ain't got to debate me. Now I'm bringing you back in. What's up, man?
What's up, huh? It's all good, man.
No, nigga. Fuck that. Fuck that bullshit. Now you punking. Now you being a punk, man.
You gonna cut me
off. Now you being a punk. Because you know why you being a punk? Because you was talking that shit before. Now, when I didn't let you, made you see all the sense or the bullshit in what you were saying, now you talking about, oh, unk, unk, woo, woo. Come on, man. I was checking you.
You know why, though? Because if I don't tone it down, you're going to beat me out.
Hey, let me tell you
something. I'm trying to have a conversation.
Hey, let me tell you something, bro. You can believe that if you want to. But anytime you talking to me, if when you talking, and then when I'm talking, your ass is shut up, I wouldn't cut you off. I cut you off because you want to run your motherfucking mouth while I'm trying to say what I'm saying. So you could think or make yourself believe that weak punk fucker shit. Or you can get your shit together and learn how to talk so you can stay on. It's up to you. Motherfucker, I'm giving you action now. Talk. Let's hear it. I ain't got to cut you off.
All right. Like I was saying before, all I wanted to do is get your perspective of it. I've heard one perspective of yours in the past, which was game is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Now,
stop. You did hear that from me.
Yes. And then
stop.
I'm hearing another
perspective.
Stop. I'm learning.
Oh, God. Hey, see, people that don't know how to stop, when a person say the word stop, see, they get upset or offended when you make it where they can't be heard. Oh, you going to cut me off. No, motherfucker, I said stop 3 times. Now, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You did get that from me. What is it? Let me ask you this, 3 questions, and then you answer them. If you start talking that goddamn shit, I'm going to make it to where no one can hear it but you. But if you answer the questions, you could talk as long as you want to. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The first question, what is wisdom? Second question is, what is knowledge? Third question is, what is understanding? Now, don't start talking because I ain't brought you on yet. I'm finna bring you on now. Now you on.
Okay.
I already asked
you
the
question.
Which
one do you want me to start with?
I just see there. See what I'm saying, fellas?
Wisdom, knowledge, or understanding.
Hey, wait, I don't want to hear your shit. You see what I'm saying, fellas? It does not matter, although it does, but I asked them in order. Wisdom, what is wisdom? What is knowledge? What is understanding? Which one do you want me to answer first? That's bullshit. That's fake bullshit, man. Okay, fake-ass motherfucker. Answer wisdom first, knowledge second, and understanding third, you coward motherfucker. Wait a minute, you ain't on. Wait a minute, don't talk. You ain't on.
All right.
Now you on.
All right, I'm not an imbecile, man. I'm not dumb. I'd rather...
Hey, stop. Don't talk. Don't talk. What I'm saying is, if you're not an imbecile, you cannot tell me I did not speak plain English when I asked you to do whatever the fuck I asked you to do. Now, if you want to say you're not an imbecile because you start responding to something I did not ask you, then, like everything else, you're right. But I know what I asked you. You didn't respond to it. Imbeciles do that, especially when they start talking about what they know about what they're saying. Imbeciles do that. That's not my word. That's your word. But I know what it means. Do you?
Exactly. I wouldn't use it if I didn't know what it meant.
Okay. Why did you use it knowing you did what an imbecile do?
I didn't do what an imbecile does.
Yes, you do. You start talking about shit that is not right. You start talking about shit that you believe, and I already told you if that's the case, why the fuck are you on the phone?
Because this is how a motherfucker grow.
No, it's not. The way a motherfucker grow is open his mouth and say whatever the fuck he got to say, and if somebody can chop it up and show him what's wrong, that motherfucker grows when he accept it. He stay a stunted little punk when he keep talking about what he think. Because how old are you, man? You keep talking about you ain't young. I bet you ain't even 22. You a lie if you say you are.
Nigga, I'm 34 years old, born in 1984.
You can't be 34 because if you are, you got the mind of an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
And it's because you ain't been checked. It's because whatever the fuck you think you can say, when I give you the floor, you're going to be able to say it, which I ain't going to stop you, but it ain't going to mean shit because you still going on by yourself. You still ain't got shit to say to a bitch. So what? Go ahead and talk because
I
told your motherfucking ass, hold
up.
I told your motherfucking ass, I ain't scared to let no nigga talk. But what I'm saying, when I'm talking, shut your goddamn mouth up because I'm going to be quiet when you talking. Go ahead.
You know what? Some of that may be true, what you just said. But one thing about it is this. More so than I have information to back up what I'm saying, bearings behind me. And, yeah, I might sound like an 18-year-old titty bopper, but I'm 34 years old. Been through it. Hell of a lot. Been through a hell of a lot. And still got a hell of a lot to go through. And right now,
hey, I got this. I got my fingers, my thumb and my index finger together, and I'm playing the smallest violin in the world for your crying ass. Ain't nobody asked you about your background. You ain't the only motherfucker had it hard. What the fuck that got to do with what kind of nigga you are right now?
It has a lot to do with what kind of nigga I am.
No,
right
it
now.
Don't. That's what I'm trying to tell your punk ass. It don't. It only have a lot to do with it because you let it.
Well, you take a nigga that ain't been through shit and put him up against me, and you see what happens.
What? What's going to happen? You ain't going to do nothing but talk some nonsense, and you're going to think you're right. As soon as that motherfucker check you with anything about business, anything about life, your ass going to say whatever you say, and you're going to believe whatever you believe, and it ain't going to be shit.
Yeah, I will mentally abuse him.
How?
Any way he wanted. It depends
see?
On where he's coming
see
from.
You guys? See you guys? Listen to it. Mental abuse. Mental abuse mean, first of all, let's say you ask me, you fucking asshole, how would you mentally abuse me? The way I'm doing it right now, saying shit, making you question every goddamn thing you say, making you unsure of your fucking self, and that's why you keep talking shit and digging holes for your goddamn self. Because you don't understand, I'm mentally beating your ass right now. Because what you're saying is bullshit. You know it, I know it, and the only thing you could do is go show yourself tonight. Motherfucker, you know you full of shit. I don't care, man. I don't need you. You need me. And if you want to fuck with me, fine. But if you think I'm going to listen to some bullshit from some weak-ass motherfucker talking about because he's 30 years old and had his heart broke or whatever the fuck you talking about, man, that's punk shit to me.
You say I'm full of shit, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, what makes roses grow and other things grow from the ground?
See how full of shit you are, man? Hey, wait, stop. You see how full of shit you are? You said, hey, you think I'm full of shit. And then I said, yes. You didn't hear me waver. And then you come talking about, well, what makes roses grow? Oh, come on, man. Hey, I'm done, man. I'm done. You ain't got it, and you know it. Hey, what I'm trying to say to you guys, don't go with me like that because I listen. I'm not a person that just run my fucking mouth, although I'm running my mouth all the time. I know how to run my goddamn mouth and make you talk. And as I'm running my mouth, since I know I made you talk, I'm finna hear what the fuck you said. And as I'm talking, I'm gonna pull out of it what I need to choke you with. Because if you notice me talking to this young fool, everything I said to him had to do with what he said to me. I got fucking game. You motherfuckers don't. And you mad. Everybody get mad at me. Because I got game. Because I know what I'm doing. I raise my voice and they tell me, oh, you accept me. Man, come on. If you listen to a motherfucker's voice, you're going to lose. I don't listen to none of that shit. I listen to what a motherfucker's saying and what he's doing. If what he's doing reflects what he's saying and he being aggressive, then I know. Let me handle it. But most motherfuckers just talk shit standing way across the corner. I mean, way across the room talking shit. Man, that's what you doing, 832. You know goddamn well you on your computer, you in your room or wherever the fuck you at, and you could talk this shit. Because if I was close to you, I'd have smacked you. And I'd have seen if you had any nuts. You might would have beat my ass afterwards. I don't know. But I'd have smacked you for saying that punk-ass shit to me. And if you would have kicked my ass. Hey, motherfucker, fuck you, man. I am finna put you back. hey, you guys, I said I'm going to beat his ass. He got off one and came back. Come on, man. What?
Nigga, you'll do a backflip before you slap me, nigga. Nigga said you smack me, man.
Motherfucker,
oh,
fuck
man.
You, man.
I ain't number love, bro. It's all
nigga,
good.
I know it. That's why I'm kicking it, man. I don't take this shit personal, man. You can't say nothing to me. This is going to have me taking some shit personal. This is what it is. You know, that's
yes,
how I roll, brother. I ain't no scary nigga. You see, I came right at you. What you got to say? And you just said, all right, man, let me go ahead on with my show, motherfucker. All right, listen, you guys. As important as these facts are, wait a minute, 832, I got to put you back, too. As important as these facts are. Damn, this motherfucker taking all that time. So see, I hear that shit in the background, but it's taking forever. What is up with that? I don't know what's up, man. Something wrong with this computer, man. Hold on, I'm going to get another computer. I keep getting you off, 832, but you're still there. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? You might
I
have
think
to call
I'm
back off. In, man. I'm going to X you out.
You can't hear me, can you?
Yeah, I can hear you. That's what I'm saying.
All right. I just called back.
All right, cool, man. Thanks.
All right.
Hey, so as I'm saying, have you really thought about these things that I'm talking about? Because, you know, you need to know this shit and more when you're offering yourself to someone. Because you might not ever think that's what you're doing. But when you run up on these bras and you start talking whatever shit you talking, and she gives you whatever action she gives you, and you actually, let's say, get that pussy or something, man, you offering yourself to her, unless you know, do the right shit. Now, if you do the right shit, nobody would actually need to be here on this show because you're doing the right shit. So we know you don't do that. You do know that that's what you're doing when you motherfucking you're out, you know, looking for the woman who you feel is going to be worth your valued fucking time. And I be trying to go deep. Sometimes I want to go deeper into the obstacles that we create ourselves and those that we are faced with, too, in this fucking jungle. Some shit we don't create, but most shit we do create ourselves when it comes to, you know, the dating game. You motherfuckers don't want to do nothing but date bitches. Y'all ain't got no pimp in you, so I ain't no sense in me trying to act like that's what we talking about. We talking about dating bitches, catching girlfriends, sucking pussy and getting your dick sucked or whatever the fuck. But that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is what make you be a motherfucker like me. And if that's what you wanted, you could show have 4, 5, 6, 7 bitches that you can go get that done with. See, we hunters, far as I'm concerned. And we on a safari. Only we ain't hunting birds. We ain't hunting no goddamn butterflies in there, that kind of small game shit that can't fight back. We hunting lions and tigers and bears and bitches. We big game hunters. If we get a lion, we can put his head over our mantle. If we get a bitch, we can put her ass over our mantle. We not going to mount our praise on the mantle in reality, but you know what I'm saying? That's how we think. Because we have to be victorious and have some kind of accomplishment. The biggest problem that I see you motherfuckers have and what makes it a serious obstacle is not being able to have a continued focus on what you're doing. Otherwise, you ain't able to accomplish shit. I'm telling you, accomplishments are big. That's why even when you make little accomplishments, you're supposed to acknowledge them. You wanted to do this like this and you got it done in the right amount of time. That ain't shit. But it is. This is an accomplishment. You got to acknowledge that shit. These little accomplishments adds up to the big accomplishment. And if you can't see that these little accomplishments, let's say you have one little accomplishment, then two, and before you know it, you have 40 little accomplishments, and they're all, you know, stacked up against each other. Before you know it, you got a brick for your foundation, your belief system. Yeah, it takes thousands of goddamn little accomplishments to make a real foundation. But thousands of accomplishments come in less than a week, maybe a month, if you really, you know, getting busy. You see shit, and you thank God for it in yourself. When you got the hunter mentality in this society, you have to know a lot about the social aspects of the people that you meet and interact with. Because if you don't understand that kind of goddamn shit, you ain't going to be able to see this woman that you can have. Because all you're doing is being moved by the social environment. That's why at SWU, we handle social environments. The way we do it, with assignments, to get us used to doing it. Different social environments. Once you get involved with this type of hunting, one of the first things you should notice is that people, just like animals, have a herd mentality. They want to go next to what? All right, goddamn it, 832. I ain't trying to keep you on here. What's up, man? Are you there for a question? Fuck, man. What is going on with my fucking computer? God, I hate this shit. Man, it's not choosing you for some reason, man. It's not letting me choose you. You know what I'm going to do? Hey, you guys, hold on 1 second. I'm going to refresh this fucking page. Maybe that'll do it. But what I'm really saying, man, this stuff is... What? This is crazy. Just saying... Oh, there it is. Okay, let's see. 832. Did I get you now? No, man. Something is wrong with my computer. It's choosing you, but it don't ever really choose you. All right, goddammit. I'm trying to choose you again. I don't fucking know what's wrong with this thing. So, when you first begin my course, or when you first start out, you know, with the school, you're going to immediately see where I am about being aware of shit. And I express that shit by trying to get you to see that, you know, the seriousness, the importance in being aware of all things when you're out hunting. You got to be aware of everything. I especially want you to be aware of yourself, what you want, you know, what you want to see resulting from you, you know, your new outlook. Now, I expressed this in the very beginning of the course. And the reason I express it is because unless you accept you trying to have a new outlook that you got to get used to, you're not going to change. People don't even think that's important. They think that only what they think is important. No. You should not simply want to be confident. You should have, like, a specific purpose that you want to use it for. And from that, getting whatever confidence to face this at whatever situation, once you have that confidence and you face and overcome that situation, you can let your confidence branch out to all you think and do. But until you face whatever it is or something that you don't have the confidence to face, and through what you've learned, you actually are able to face it, man, I sure hope 919, I could get him. Oh, 919, what's up?
Shit, bud, how's it going?
It's good, man. What's happening with you?
I got a question. How much time should I spend with a bitch before I get the pussy?
None of that matters, man. None of that.
Like, do I want to wait for
it
my time?
It doesn't matter,
do
man. You can meet a bitch at 2 o'clock, and if that motherfucker talking right and you see everything is proper at 2:30, you can be in them guts. You can meet her at 2 o'clock and 2 a.m., and you can meet her 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. in the morning. Shit ain't right. What I'm saying is none of it matters. What matters is that you're in control of whatever happens whenever it happens. Because timing doesn't work like that, man. Oh, you got to wait 2 days after you've been with her to go fuck her. Man, it don't work like that. That's some stupid shit some motherfucker told you. You could be with a broad, and this broad, whatever, for 6, 7, 8 hours is acting however she acting, and then you get ready to go to sleep, and just because you didn't motherfucking really try to do shit to her, the bitch then got horny. This 9 hours in. And you thinking about 2 days. Come on, man.
Right.
You don't fuck the bitch because she want to fuck. You fuck the bitch when she's going to be the most receptive to getting fucked. Because
right.
I hope you don't just fuck her. I don't. I have shit that I be talking about when I fuck a bitch. I make sure what I'm talking about is the main thing on her mind while I'm fucking her motherfucking ass. And then when she's, you know, making that sound, I'm gonna take my dick out the goddamn pussy and tell her you really ain't doing too much, you know, like you supposed to do. So, shit, I'm doing all this work. All you doing is letting me fuck you and talking out. You know, I start complaining. Let that bitch know. You know, if I get back in the pussy, you better be trying to do something for me. And then I don't ever say that. I don't never say those words. You know, action speak louder than words, and action makes everything more fonder. When you doing what you doing, whoever you doing what you doing to, if you in control of shit, that makes them fond of you. They might not love you because they know how to have bitches, but they be really fond of you and they want to do shit with you. And that's all I be wanting. You know, I don't know what you want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
All right, man. You got anything else?
No, that's it, bud. Thanks, man.
For sure. 832, you back. Oh, shit, you there, too. Go ahead, man. What's up?
Oh, yeah. Now I can be heard. Man, I wanted you to go deeper earlier about what you said as far as you have to understand the social aspects before you engage whatever you're engaging.
social aspect, man. Social aspect. What I'm saying is, if you understand social, social means conversation. Don't necessarily means conversation, but you know, you can't really be social without conversation. So what I'm saying is, the only way you can be confident to have conversation is if you know about conversation. Conversation, it's a such thing. It don't mean just because you talking, you having conversation. Conversation means you're engaging with a particular whoever it is, and what's being conversed about is being understood by both parties. And if it's a persuasive type conversation, one of them is going to be persuaded. What I'm saying is, if you don't know how to get this out of your conversation, all you're going to be doing is talking. And if you, you know, if you just talk, you know, cool, you can talk. Like you. You say, I heard you say, because that's what you be doing. You just be talking.
Nah, dude. Well,
come on, man. Bitches don't be going for that shit you saying. What, man? Come on, man. I'm going to listen to you. What?
I'm telling you the truth, not with no bitch. I know how to engage. I know when I'm wasting my time or when I'm making it worth my time when I'm talking to a woman. I've reached that level of understanding.
How much motherfucking pussy you get, motherfucker?
Right now, I'm fucking one. All I got is one.
I'm not talking about how many
right
bitches
now.
You fucking. I'm saying, are you getting a lot of goddamn pussy or not?
I get
no,
it when I want
you're
it.
Not. You can
I
say
get
you
it when
are.
I want it.
You don't.
I get it when I want it.
Okay, you do. All right. If that's what you want to believe. But, bro, let me tell you something. You speaking to a motherfucker that, man, let me tell you this. Let me ask you this. What's the first thing the bitch asked you, man, when you just met her after she started liking you?
The first thing usually is like, well, so where is this going to go?
See,
what are we now?
Well, you already answered,
yeah.
Man. I don't need no explanation. See, when you a motherfucker and you be fucking, bitches know. The bitch you meet, she knows. By the confidence you have in talking to her and the way the smoothness you have in getting her to see what you're saying. And the first goddamn thing come out their mouth is how many goddamn women you got. They all ask that. They might not say those exact words, but they
right.
say, I know you a player or some shit. However they say it. You know why they say that? Because they can see your confidence in fucking her.
Right. And you know what
just
else they
like
say?
Just like she can see your confidence and your unconfidence in wanting to fuck her. So
right.
when she see you want to fuck her and you ain't confident, she going to be real sexy. So she can charm you. But when she see that you fuck the shit out of bitches, she going to be herself. And you get the opportunity to decide if you're going to fuck with her or not. And she accepts it. She going to
hey,
be.
Hey, you know what?
What?
You're absolutely right. You know what other words I've gotten slung at me from females after I fucked them or took them out on a nice dinner date or whatever? How many women are you doing this for? Or who else have you brought to this location? I get that.
So that's what they say when they see you handling yourself. Right or wrong?
Absolutely.
So, you can or could have accidentally got the right things because you ain't no scary motherfucker. I can see that. But what I'm saying is I don't believe you. I think you lying. I think you heard what I said and you just wanted to, you slick. You sharp. You can talk shit to a bitch. Okay. You can't talk shit to me, man. Because if you knew that answer, you would have gave that answer. Because
no,
that would
I can't
be
talk
the truth.
You,
hey, that would be the truth,
out.
Bro. Hey, bro, that would be the truth. You wouldn't have to find that answer. You know, damn near every time I go out, bud, the first thing they ask me is how many women I got or how many women I did this with or whatever. Any way they said it to you, it would be representing that they see you smooth. And you don't get that, which means you don't get pussy. Well, you get pussy, but you ain't fucking. Nah. 3-4 times a week, and young motherfucker, you supposed to be fucking the shit out of bitches because that's what you do right now. And the reason you do, hey, when I wasn't married, shit. If I didn't have six bitches on call, kill me. And the reason I didn't have seven, because I used to take a day off. I'm fucking one of them motherfuckers every day because I can do it. Period. I call that motherfucker. That motherfucker say something stupid. All right, baby, I'll talk to you later. I call another motherfucker.
But
and I don't care. I ain't got to call, too. I'm just being real, man. That's how you got to be like that when you young. You got to be like that when you single. Because how the fuck you going to know who this woman you want to marry is the one? Unless you done ran through a gang of bitches. And you know women. You don't know a woman or a couple of women. You know women. That's what make you be able to choose correctly when you ready to choose. Man, I done took baby through this, that, and the other. She done did. You learned to do this because you done been fucking with so many bitches. Man, 3,000-4,000. I know I didn't caught that many motherfucking bitches. And them motherfuckers, look, I tell them motherfuckers, let me tell you something, man. Take your fucking money. Take all the shit I bought you. And take your ass and go get with another motherfucker. Because, and you better give him the money, bitch. Because I'm not trying to hear that motherfucking shit. I ain't got no price on my motherfucking forehead. If you can't pay me like I want to be paid, I don't want your goddamn money, and I ain't even tripping on it. Or else I take it from you. But since I want all them niggas to know I'm a real pimp, you better give it to them. Man, that bitch be so crazy when I get through running that shit by that bitch, and then that motherfucker be on her knees begging me, please, please, don't do this, please, please. All this shit, what? Come on, man, every other motherfucker begging the bitch to give me some money. The bitch on her knees begging me to let her go get me some money. Come on, man, what a game that. If you don't understand this shit, you'll never see this shit.
I done did this shit. I see it. I'm on my way, too.
Whatever, nigga. You shit cock a motherfucker. Keep fucking with me, man. Call in next week, too. I'm putting you back in. 347. What's up?
What's going on, Rosebud?
Hey, what's happening?
Everything. I just wanted to shout out the course. Shout out SWU. And let everybody know you the man. I want to talk shit just like you. That's my plan.
Stay in school, bro. It's going to come, man. You improving. This last thing, I didn't know who it was at first. It's improving. You improving, man. Hey, you guys, I'm finna go. This is a good show. I like this shit. I like talking shit, and I like you talking shit. And 832, I like the fact that you ain't no scary motherfucker. I do like the fact that you believe in yourself. But what I don't like is that you one of these young, stubborn assholes that think you know. You don't know shit. When you started listening, you see how much shit you heard me saying. But all the time you talking that goddamn shit, you don't get to hear that shit. It's up to you, man. Get with me next week. All y'all, man, I love it. I'm out.